Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Be nice.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And Dustin likes to say that David is extremely trendy, but right now he's trending. I'm trying to turn a Dustin. No one said that.
Yeah, okay.
But you look good, and you could probably play defensive end.
Maybe a long, long time ago. Not anymore.
But let's talk about the poll.
Referencing and sort of mocking the idea of before the show, I put together just a Twitter poll. Which pro sport do you think will return to action first? And I posted it at David Haw on my Twitter account. And we've got about 1,500 or so, just about 1,500 votes. And still has 20 hours left before it finishes because these polls stay up there for 24 hours. And MLB leads the pack with 44%. The NFL is next at 29%. The NBA is third with 20%. And then the NHL at 6%. So a lot of people expect baseball to return first. When that is, the earliest optimistic projection is sometime in June. NBA and NHL, probably after that. And then some people out there, 30% of this audience, people that have voted, Mully, believe the NFL will be the next action that we see. And we know when that'll start. You know, that's not until September. So that's a long time to wait for live sports.
Yeah, that's disturbing. Is that what people think, that we won't have any of these sports, that the baseball season will never come back, that we won't have any revival of MLB or NHL? I can't imagine that, frankly. I it wouldn't stun me if we didn't have basketball, if they got to a point where they realized they're not going to be able to finish the season anyway. We're going to have some sort of a playoff. I mean, it could be, whatever, the horse tournament, whatever they end up doing. But they'll do something, and there'll be some form of entertainment from the NBA. I have no doubt about that, because I think Adam Silver is leaning that way. But I think we're already seeing a Korean league, and we should clarify all this, because a couple of people have checked in about the Belarus league, and I've got a buddy who is talking about what's going on in Belarus with the soccer. That's like the last dictator in Europe telling his people. I mean, some of the stuff this guy has said is insane. He thinks people should drink vodka and visit the sauna. You know, I mean,
drinking less, winning more.
With things being said by a head of state, a relative term, right? Like, outrageous is a definition that we're changing on a regular basis, Mully. But back to the poll. You're right. It's the exception to the rule of having these kind of sports leagues begin. And here I think that, it would be hard for me to envision Adam Silver sort of giving up. And I understand that he's only going to be able to do what the health officials and the professionals and doctors and the best in medicine tell him he can do. But don't you think that they would cancel the rest of the regular season first and maybe do some sort of postseason round-robin tournament, if you will, some sort of structured tournament to determine a champion? I have a hard time thinking that he will let this season end without a championship tournament of some form.
I agree, but I think that baseball will be back first. And again, there's a difference between the Belarus soccer league and what's happening in Korea, where we're seeing teams come back, where they feel that they've gotten a control of the situation and they have players. Obviously, some of them are wearing masks, But just think of the nature of baseball. You know, there are natural separations. There are not many plays where there is, you know, I know there, you know, maybe a band slide, I don't know, maybe a band stealing bases or bunting. It'd be great if they banned bunting. That was a White Sox joke. sorry. But
it's okay.
Definitely American League teams can't bunt. No, I think that there are very few, like, really bang-bang plays where there is contact between players. So the sport itself, you know, actually, maybe golf is the first sport back. I don't know. People seem to be out golfing anyway, right? I've seen people out on the golf course as I've gone for some long walks. Not after last week.
The first day that golfers could golf, actually, legally, there was a lot. There were a lot of people out there, and I think there were so many people that went golfing that I think Governor Pritzker the next day shot it down. You're right. It would probably be golf or maybe NASCAR or something like that, but I think when you talk about the major sports, it makes sense that it is baseball because it's outdoors. And, you know, how do you feel about playing games without fans, Molly? Do you think that's just something that these sports leagues are going to have to accept could be become part of the new normal temporarily until all this passes?
I think it would become a temporary thing, David. Let me tell you something. I have told you this story before. I watched Man United play a game where they ended up beating a team 5-0 because United had the better players and the team had none of its home fans. So it takes away so much in terms of the home field advantage. So in other words, a team that isn't as good as another team can play better with the crowd behind it and the emotion that the fans bring to it, as opposed to this bizarre kind of flat game where the talent completely overwhelmed the opponent because they didn't have any of that emotion. They didn't have any of that lift from the crowd. They didn't have that sense of urgency that comes with fans screaming at you and cheering for you and all the rest of it. So I have watched a couple of events like that, and frankly, you know, it doesn't do a lot for me. I wonder,
right.
I think you'd have to change the way you broadcast it, frankly.
You would, because, Molly, exactly. Yesterday, while I was on one of these really, really long runs, I was listening to Bears Classics on The Score, and I was listening to the 2007 NFC Championship game with Jeff and Tom, who sounded terrific. And it was a really, I got into reminiscing and remembering where I was that day and that play. But you know what came through more than anything to me during that broadcast was, you know, the intensity of that stadium that day. And you know the intensity that the fans that you can hear in the background, almost like creating that buzz. And how would you be able to, you know, if you have to do it, you have to do it. But that buzz would be missing. There would be nothing to, you know, opening day in Major League Baseball if it doesn't include fans. There would be a result. There would be a television audience. There would be a lot of, you know, people thrilled not to have to watch Netflix for 4 hours finally.
Right.
But
right.
There would be something missing that is very difficult, if not impossible, to replace. And that is the presence of fans who were just crazy about the team that they're watching.
You know, there's a reason that we talk about, you know, who has the best fans? What's the toughest building to play in? And the reason is because it affects the result. So you are now talking about no such effect on anyone, be it a home team or an away team. And I think that would be a big impact. And I think it would favor the more talented team. And frankly, in baseball in particular, the more talented team doesn't necessarily win.
224 texter says Astros would love no fans.
Actually a great point, David. Think about this. We were looking forward to this baseball season for 1,000 different reasons, one of which was the idea that we had a villain. And by the way, you know, the Red Sox, look at what's happened there too.
Yep.
We had a villain, and we were going to have this sort of moral lesson, and they were going to have to face this. this would play directly into their hands. You know, if they came back without fans, I think it'd be a great boost for the Astros.
For the Astros, yes. It'd be very awkward for the rest of us. So imagine, and this is going to happen, if it happens without fans, Molly, we're going to face opening day at Wrigley Field, which would have been today. And if things were normal, today we would be in Wrigleyville. We'd be at a bar. We'd be doing a remote. We'd be dealing with fans on their way to the game. How much would that atmosphere change if we're doing the same thing in 6 weeks, in 8 weeks, whenever it is that we're lucky enough to start this season? If we're opening day at Wrigley Field, they're not letting fans in, and we're trying to create a buzz and excitement because we just love the fact that we got a baseball game to talk about and watch again, but there's not going to be anybody at Wrigley Field except for the players and the coaches.
Well, listen, there would be, you know, there'd be a box score. There would be a way of breaking down and talking about the players. We would discuss what happened and who did what and when they did it and what kind of year can they have. But obviously, it would change the entire complexion of the game. And I really like that idea when it was proposed that maybe NBA teams play, you know, rather than have them go play a tournament in Vegas, why not have them in their facility? And the answer is they don't want everybody flying back and forth. But I like the idea of a closed building as opposed to putting curtains up on some place. Or, you know, hell, if you're going to do it in Vegas, go ahead and build your own little you know, show box type of theater where you can have no fans and you can play games and you have different camera angles and you have every player talking to each other and trash talk, all the different elements that people would like about the game. But I'm telling you, the team with the best talent would win because there'd be no home court and there'd be no fans, and it would all come down to who put together the best team, which isn't necessarily, in the NBA, it probably, you know, normally you get a 7-game series, the best team's going to win it, right? It's very rare that a team would fall apart. But in you know, baseball, does the best team win or the hottest team? In hockey, how often does the best team actually win?
I mean, how do teams get hot, Mully? How do teams get hot in sports? There is something to the momentum argument. And how do you build momentum? Enthusiasm. How do you get enthusiasm? A lot of it from the fan base, the comforts of home, the home court advantage, the home rink advantage, the home field advantage. They call them an advantage because it's been proven to be something that is advantageous. And that comes from a fan base that may not be there. So, look, the NBA may have to do what the NBA has to do. I like your idea of having sort of a Silver City, Adam Silver City, and having a tournament. And Dustin suggests having an NCAA-style single elimination tournament for the NBA to determine a winner if it comes to that. Let's hope that it doesn't. But if it does, Adam Silver would consider any and all possibilities, so keep the suggestions coming.
All right, want to thank everyone connected to the program. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Yeah, it means a lot to us. Thanks for doing it. We're blessed to be on, and we appreciate you checking in every way you can. Want to thank our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
They're recovered. They're strong. Something was good in them that worked.
Thanks to our guy, Kevbo. Thank you, Kevbo.
Along with the Z-Pak, which is azithromycin.
That's our guy. And Ray, bless you, Ray. You are one of God's great men.
They say ride it like a cowboy. Ride that sucker right through.
David, great catching up with you, buddy. We'll be back in the morning. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio. 6-7 to the score.
Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Nebraska and Maryland this fall at Ryan Field. Buy your tickets now at nusports.com.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
That's all I got.
The Score, Chicago's sports station, is here for you.
Grab this call from Mike in Rockford.
I appreciate you guys being there for us to listen to while I'm on layoff, probably the next 3-4 months, sitting at home. Once this all comes back, I think people need to be more grateful for what we have.
The Score is continuing to do what we do best. Join us for some Chicago sports talk in your car, on your mobile device through the radio.com app, and on your home smart speaker. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
A sleep divorce happens when bed partners sleep in different rooms because one of them has a snoring problem. It's nothing to be embarrassed about, but it is unfortunate, especially when there are simple, non-surgical solutions that can put snoring problems to bed for good. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advent, where our exclusive focus is the nose and throat, which is exactly where your snoring problem is coming from. If 20 years ago you told me I'd be helping relationships flourish again, I'd have laughed. But in many cases, that is the case. Because helping your bed partner stop snoring so the two of you can get back to sleeping together again can do just that.
You can now experience Advent's expert medical care from the comfort and safety of your home with a virtual visit. Text the word ADVENT to 797979 to schedule a virtual visit today, or go to adventknows.com, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Life in America has changed almost overnight. There's a lot of information out there about the coronavirus. We help you sort it out and answer the most important questions every weekday with the Coronavirus Daily Podcast. We'll have interviews and advice from health experts, newsmakers, and authorities on a range of important topics. Everything you need to know, summarized into one short episode. Get all the information you need to guide your family through the COVID-19 pandemic. Listen on radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
We're talking with The Athletic's John Greenberg. He's got the results of the sports fan survey here in Chicago out on The Athletic. Dan, who's named the best interviewer.
The two-time winner.
Well, I think it's heartening to see also that the Score is the favored sports radio station by a 2-to-1 margin.
Sports radio is really about connecting with people, and it's a personality-driven business. That's why you're successful.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. Score overnights with Les Grobstein.
Let's go to our buddy Belmont Mike.
Maybe they're truck drivers. Maybe they got, graveyard shift jobs. How reassuring and comforting it's been, Les, to be able to put on The Score in the middle of the night and just listen to you. And they don't even have to participate, that you're here so we can enjoy intelligent sports conversation.
It's my pleasure to be able to do this.
Score overnights with a grobber on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com station. Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Well, the first thing that I love about Artie Burns is the story. Somebody who has overcome a ton. But Artie Burns is going to be given an opportunity to fulfill the potential that you thought that he had when he was a first-round draft pick coming out of Miami. That doesn't necessarily say he's going to be the guy that you can count on to replace Prince Amukamara, but the skill set's intriguing. The potential is there. This is a worthwhile gamble, so you roll the dice if you're Ryan Pace.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on the score.
Washington Redskins head coach Ron Rivera, during this pandemic, what's been most challenging for you and your staff?
To meet your team, get to know your team. That's the hard part. I mean, try to get physicals and all that stuff. So it's been tough. But, you know, hopefully we can be a little bit of a distraction for the public and hopefully, you know, bring a little something different in the everyday mundane that they go through right now.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sport Radio 670. The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
News is constantly changing. For regular updates on the coronavirus and local